USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A plane chartered by the U.S. government to evacuate 201 Americans from the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus landed in Southern California. It was carrying diplomats from the U.S. consulate in Wuhan and other U.S. citizens. All the evacuees cleared initial health checks in China and then again during a refueling stop in Alaska. The flu-like virus has now killed over 162 people, each of them in China. Close to 6,000 others have been infected in more than a dozen countries, including 5 confirmed cases in the U.S. The European Union finally let go of the United Kingdom with a final vote at the EU's Parliament that ended the Brexit divorce battle and set the scene for tough trade negotiations. Britain will leave the EU after 47 years of membership. It is the first country to ever leave the European Union, and it will become official on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The House has passed legislation which would sanction China if they violate human rights in Tibet. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Tibet Policy Support Act is to protect Tibetans from continued Chinese oppression. If enacted, it would establish a U.S. policy that recognizes the succession or reincarnation of Tibetan Buddhist leaders as an exclusively religious matter, overseen solely by the Tibetan Buddhist community, and imposes sanctions against Chinese officials who interfere in the process. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Just as the outlook for the global economy had been brightening in recent months, a new threat has suddenly emerged in the form of the viral outbreak in China. That was the cautionary message that Chairman Jerome Powell delivered after the Federal Reserve held interest rates low after its latest policy meeting. Still, Powell noted that the extent of the economic damage that the virus may inflict remains unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the U.S. beefs up security at the border, Mexican cartels are finding new and creative ways to smuggle drugs into the country. A sophisticated tunnel was revealed by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. It runs 3/4 of a mile long and is the longest tunnel to ever be discovered by U.S. officials. It starts in Mexico and ran under part of the newly fortified border into the U.S. U.S. Deputy Chief Aaron Heike said it's going to be people, narcotics, and the potential for weapons is insane. Drug seizures at U.S. borders are up over the past 5 years. Cocaine seizures have doubled, meth seizures are up 170%, and fentanyl seizures are up a staggering 3,500%. The more than 850,000 apprehensions of migrants at the southern border last year, a 12-year high, is also putting pressure on Border Patrol agents. A petition to use Kobe Bryant's image as the new logo for the NBA has more than 2 million signatures. Bryant, one of the league's all-time greatest players, and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna were among 9 people who died in a helicopter crash just outside of L.A. Bryant spent 20 years with the Lakers and retired in 2016. Change.org said the petition, which has the support of celebrities Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Usher, is the fastest growing on its website and the first petition of 2020 to top 1 million signatures. The current NBA logo was introduced in 1969, featuring the silhouette of Lakers legend and Basketball Hall of Famer Jerry West. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.